Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can find insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7767.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local community. It's all about family, the cows and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock futures yesterday. Did see some improvement in the cattle futures. Cattle finished mostly higher yesterday.
That's correct, Dave. Now, we did start with mixed trade in our cattle, but we did manage to close on a positive note. Only the June contract of live cattle closed a negative. Now, currently, our cattle complex is trading sideways, but it's also declining from its 6 and 7 month highs. Fundamentally, as of late, we have not seen any price-friendly news out there, and Friday is our monthly cattle on feed report. We also saw choice box beef up $1.61 yesterday. Select boxes up 4 cents on a total movement of 114 loads. Daily cattle slaughter was 111,000. Head to cash feeder index was down 54 cents. And we saw the lean hogs close with triple-digit losses yesterday for the second straight session. August live cattle, 32 cents higher on the close yesterday. August feeders were up 45 cents. July lean hogs closed down 85 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at our grain futures here this morning, and kind of the opposite from the cattle. The grains continue to struggle. The corn, the wheat lower yesterday.
That's correct. Our wheat, corn, and soybeans all traded below last week's lows, with some of the corn and the soybean contracts making new contract lows yesterday. Fund and technical selling continues to pull prices lower. We saw the crop progress report yesterday report the wheat harvest now 11% complete nationwide. The five-year average is 20%. Oklahoma is 38% harvested. Their five-year average 57%. Kansas only 2% harvested. Five-year average 18%. And Texas at 47% harvested is slightly ahead of the 46% five-year average. Soybean planting in Kansas is only 57% done. Their average is 85%. Missouri is only 42% planted at 79% for the average. There's about 10 million acres of soybeans yet to be planted nationwide, with about half of those in the states of Kansas and Missouri. The corn good to excellent rating dropped by 1 point to 73%, and soybean good to excellent rating dropped 2 points to 67%. We're seeing a little bit of a bounce in our markets this morning, as July KC wheat's up 3.5 cents, July corn's up 1¾ cents, July soybeans 3¾ cents higher. July cotton is 11 points lower. July crude oil is 43 cents higher. The September dollar index 25 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures trading 41 points lower.
Well, Tom, tell us how folks can get more information from you.
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that, of course. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.